Today, we'll have my daily updates from my August 2020 trip. That's coming up on this episode 255 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for episode 255. So this was another trip back to Disney World where I recorded updates daily. I know some of you listen in real time and some of you wait until these compiled episodes are put together so you can listen to it all in one sitting. So this is that for you. It was originally scheduled as a trip for the Halloween parties, but we decided to go ahead and keep it even though the Halloween parties were scheduled. And overall, it went pretty well, as you were here in the daily updates. So I will be back at the end for just some finishing thoughts as we wrap up this trip and head into other people's trip reports. Here are my daily updates. Hello from my flight. I'm not sure if I've ever done an update from a flight, but it is 7:56 a.m. and I am en route to Orlando. My plan to arrive early and fly on a Tuesday, which is less busy, seems to have worked because only 29 people boarded when I did. And so we have lots of room to spread out. Everybody kind of has their own row, lots of overhead storage space. So that's been really great. And I look forward to getting to Orlando in 2 hours and 10 minutes and getting this trip started. Hello at 12:47 p.m. The sounds you hear are from Jake's American, which is a place to eat at the Royal Pacific Hotel, Universal Orlando. I asked to be seated outside because it's a nice covered patio. There's a waterfall right there. They've got some nice jaunty music playing. So after my last airplane update, I was one of the last to deplane because I was seated near the back and there were very few people on the plane anyway. And by the time I got down to baggage claim, my bags were right there and I was able to roll them right out to the rental car lot for Alamo, where I had already registered online, and they have all the cars organized by lane. So depending on which kind of car that you reserve, like full size, mid size, SUV, etc., you just go to that lane and get that car. So I went right to my car and I was able to drive off with very little interaction with anybody, which is very convenient. Highly recommend that. And if I haven't mentioned it before, I got a Costco membership just so I could book the reasonable car rental rates, and it worked really well. Alamo in particular worked really well because of the online registration, and it was just compared to last time, just so much better. I think I needed that experience last time to make me appreciate how easy this could be. So anyway, I was able to go from there. I pre-purchased a Sun Pass online. You can buy the toll tags that are portable on the SunPass website, and I think I got it in just like a couple days, and it has suction cups so you can put it in your car and take it out when you leave. And so I'll have that with me to use every trip now that I'm going to have rental cars. And so that's really easy. That way you don't have to mess with carrying cash or getting billed for it or whatever, which I've done both of those things before, but this is just easier. And then I just made my way to Universal, where I'm staying at Royal Pacific. And when I arrived, it's hard not to compare to Disney World. So as soon as you walk in, they take your temperature at the hotel and they give you a wristband. Today's wristband color happens to be purple. And that was that's to show that I passed the temperature check for the day. And now every time I encounter a temperature check, they won't check me. They'll just look to see if I have my bracelet, which is super handy because when I leave and go to a park or somewhere else that does temperature checks, I can skip that step. So I have my purple band on. My room wasn't ready right when I got here, but they told me they would text me. And so I left my bags with Bell Services, parked my car, and came down to this restaurant where they have indoor and outdoor seating. Service is a little slow, But I am assuming that their staffing is low given the circumstances. While I was recording this, my food actually was just delivered. But also while I was sitting here, I got a text that my room is ready. So as soon as I am finished up here, I will be able to go and check out my room, get my bags delivered, and head to a park. The parks here close very early, 5 p.m. and 6 p.m., so I'll have a few hours today, but I'll be able to get in some more time in the upcoming days. Hi, it's 310 from Islands of Adventure, and I came over here to hopefully ride Hagrid's. In the app, it said it was up. As soon as I got over to it, it said it was down, so I decided to go ride the King Kong ride, which was terrifying. It's dinosaurs, the scariest ride to me. So when you take that ride, it's like times 1,000, super scary. Having the express pass helped because it's had a posted 45-minute wait, but I got to just walk on. And while I was in line, it alerted me, the app, that Hagrid's is back up. So now I'm gonna walk back over there. So far, the park is very congested in the Harry Potter sections, and it is the guests are a lot less compliant. So everywhere I go, there's masks around mouths. There was a dad of several children who a team member said, "I needed to pull you up over your nose." He pulled it out like he was pretending and then just kept going. A lot of that. He's not the only one. As I've been recording this, I have passed a handful of people that are doing the same thing. You will not see the same thing at Disney World in my experience. I have seen lots of team members trying to enforce it, but the guests here are not having it. So anyway, that's the state of things right now. Let me go see if I can get on Hagrid's today. It is 4:09 p.m. and I am sitting in the queue for Hagrid's because the ride shut down due to lightning in the area very close to the front. They've allowed people to leave if they want, but I decided to stay in case it opens. And if it's going to be raining, I'd rather be inside away from the rain because, you know, everybody in the park is going to be scattering to all the indoor spaces. The downside, though, is that they do lockers here. And so all my stuff is in a locker. I have my phone, obviously. That's what I'm recording on. But I don't have my external battery, and my phone's about to run down. I don't have my water because it's in the locker.
Attention students, facial coverings that cover your mouth and nose are required to be worn at all times, both in the queue and for the entire duration of the attraction. If these guidelines are not followed, you will be asked to exit this attraction. Thank you for your cooperation.
And that announcement is super ironic since maybe 15 to 20% of the guests today have not been wearing their masks correctly. I've never seen so many noses in my life. Well, you know, noses above masks in my life. The team members here have been trying to correct guests to tell them how to wear their masks, and they're ignoring them. The behavior has been horrible. And I'm irritated about the locker situation because everything that I want to keep myself busy or take care of myself while I'm online is there. So I'm sitting here by myself with a phone that's almost dead. I cannot drink my water. I cannot get a mint. Cannot all that kind of stuff that annoys me. So of course I could get out of line. If my phone gets to where it is dead, I'm going to get out of line so I can go charge it. But I'm just frustrated right now because guest behavior, it's hot. The locker has all my stuff, and now the ride is broken for safety reasons. Not broken, but it's down because of lightning. So we'll see. If the lightning clears, maybe I'll get to ride. Otherwise, I'll be back tomorrow. That's why I came today, was because I know it goes down a lot. So I figure I'd try every day. And if I strike out, I'll always have another chance. So I'll update you later about what happens. Okay, it's 5:18 p.m. about a little over an hour later, and I'm from another Harry Potter location, the Three Broomsticks restaurant, and I came here after riding Hagrid's, after being grumpy in the line and just frustrated about a lot of things today. That ride was amazing, so worth it. And I'm so happy that I came back up because I can't wait to do it again. My hope was just to be able to do it once this trip, but maybe now I can do it multiple times. But wow, I didn't watch any ride videos ahead of time, so a lot of it was a surprise. I'd only just seen it, you know, from what you can see walking by it. But there were some surprises, kind of in the same way that I wouldn't suggest people look at ride videos for Bryce Resistance. You know, they're just some elements. You only get that surprise once, so that was amazing. And then I decided to mobile order for 3 broomsticks. And it's I've eaten here before where it was like a normal kind of restaurant, but now they ask you to mobile order. And then when you sit down, then you can click the button that says prepare my order. So it's kind of a hybrid between quick service and table service. I know those aren't universal terms, quick service and table service, but I'm trying to translate into Disney speak because that's what I'm most fluent in. So anyway, I am waiting for the food to come to my table. I believe that's how it works here. And then I'll have some dinner before heading out the park. All right. I don't normally do hotel room updates because I think it's creepy how quiet it is. But it's 6:55 p.m. and I am back at my hotel room. The park's closing out early means a lot of early nights like this. So I wanted to just kind of wrap it up for today. I ended up walking right out of Islands of Adventure into City Walk. They're right next to each other. And I just was kind of strolling through. They had music playing and there were a lot of people. It's kind of like Disney Springs in that people they need somewhere to go. So City Walk had quite a few people. Since I just had dinner, I decided to go to Voodoo Donuts because people seem to love Voodoo Donuts. They have mobile order. They have very cute packaging. And to me, it looks like it would be super expensive, but it wasn't. I did mobile order, which allowed me to skip, you know, the main line. And they just handed me my box once the app said, your order's ready. And I brought it back to my hotel, but I got back to my hotel on the boat. So if I walk from here to that area, it's about 7 minutes, but the Voodoo Donuts is right near where the boats arrive and depart. And so it was very easy for me just to go right down the steps or the ramp and board my boat back to my hotel. And then I got back. So I brought the donuts back and can confirm very delicious. So now I'm hopped up on sugar. It's a weird combination of being very tired from being up this morning and lots of sugar and caffeine, but you know, that's theme park life, I guess. So today was interesting. My main disappointment was the behavior of the guests. But if you'll remember my July 2019 trip at Disney World, I stayed at Pop Century. It was one of the worst trips I'd ever had. And it was also because of the guests. So I can't really fault they're called team members here, not cast members. I can't really fault the team members because I saw them calling people out about their masks. I saw them really trying to enforce the social distancing. They weren't being quiet. The guests were just being jerks. In large numbers. And that really frustrates me just like it did last year. Maybe summer travelers are just a different type. I'm not sure. But, it was really fun to get to ride Kong and Hagrid's, which I'd never been on. They're fantastic rides. And I only had a few hours in the parks before they closed. And then tomorrow is going to be my one like full day. So we'll see how that goes. But kind of mixed feelings today, but ended on a high note. And I'll be back tomorrow to let you know how tomorrow goes. But it will start bright and early because I'll have early access to a park because I'm staying in one of their premier hotels. So anyway, back tomorrow to let you know how it goes. But for now, it's an early night to bed for me. Hello from Diagon Alley. It is 8:29 a.m. and this park opened at 8 a.m. By this park, I mean Universal Florida, which is the park that has Diagon Alley with Green Goths in it. And when you are one of the on-site hotels that has early access, this park was open at 8 a.m. today. They actually let us in a little bit before that. And since the Diagon Alley section is kind of at the back, we're able to walk walk, walk, walk. And by the time 8 a.m. hit, we were already riding. So really lovely time to be back here. It's more shaded than other areas of the park. It's so well themed. It's a great chance to get some pictures without so many people here. Green Gus itself was an amazing ride. And right now I'm sitting down on a bench and just having a bottle of water and taking it all in, because I know later on it will be a lot busier. So that's it for now. I do have a few things on my to-do list today, so with the express pass and being here early, I assume that I won't have any problem getting those done, but I'll be back to update you later. Hello at 10:56 a.m. It's been a couple hours since I last updated. I left Diagon Alley and decided to do a couple of favorite rides as well as something I've never done before. And so I headed to Mummy, Revenge of the Mummy, which is like Space Mountain but more thrilling with fire and all kinds of effects. Really like that ride. Maybe one of my favorites, I would say. It's a good ride. It's not a screen. Universal has so many screens, and so it's like a ride. And I was able to do that. And then I had never done the Jimmy Fallon ride, which, speaking of screens, is absolutely a screen. It's like Star Tours, but with Jimmy Fallon in New York City. And I like to make these comparisons because most people like to Disney World, because most people that are listening to this are Disney World people. And if you've never been to Universal, I think the comparisons are helpful. Also, to be honest, I have a hard time avoiding them. You know, when you know something really well, it's hard not to compare it. When I first started going to Disneyland, it was hard not to compare it. So that helps give you an idea of what it's like, though. Jimmy Fallon is like Star Tours. They're up in the air, down the water, you know, the whole thing. And then I decided to take a break, and I got a snack and some water. They do the mobile order thing here where you mobile order, then you go inside, sit at a table, and then they come and ask you what your order number is and bring it to you. So kind of like a restaurant, but you order beforehand. And then headed to do E.T.'s Adventure, which is fabulous. It's like Peter Pan's Flight, but more thrilling. Totally underrated. And now I am sitting in an area just outside that to give you a little update. And what else? Oh, character meets. I have passed lots of character meets here. Really love how they're doing them, where the characters are basically like up on platforms or at a distance, but they have markers on the ground where you can stand to take pictures. And it's just really interactive. I really enjoyed the character meet options here. I met the trolls. Barney and friends were out. I've seen just several different groups of characters. They've had their version of cavalcades here, where they had the van from Scooby-Doo, and they had a couple floats that just randomly went by. So they're doing a bit of that as well. So that's kind of fun to see that stuff pop up. And yeah, so I think I am done at this park for now. There's lots more to do, but I am not interested. A lot of the stuff is just, there's so many screens that it makes me nauseous, and I am not normally a person that gets motion sick. But here, if I do too many, especially with the heat and everything, it can get intense. So I'm going to limit what I do, especially limit the number of screens. And I'm going to hop on Hogwarts Express, which is not something you get to see every day. And I'm going to head back over to Islands of Adventure. Back later. Okay, 12:04, update time. The loud clanging you hear is from the area right next to Hagrid's. So many sound effects throughout the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. So I took the Hogwarts Express from Islands of Adventure over here. I took it from Universal Florida over to Islands of Adventure, and it's a fantastic attraction in itself. Costs a lot. If you get the park-to-park passes, you can do it. But I got off, and it's right next to Hagrid's. So I thought, oh, well, I'll get in line for Hagrid's maybe. But I saw on my phone it was showing as closed. So I thought, well, it goes up and down, so maybe it will come back up. And then I noticed when I arrived, got off the train, it said it's down for the whole day. I walked up to the team members stationed out front of the attraction and confirmed that it is indeed for the whole day, which surprised me, because usually things are, you know, mechanical issues or whatever are temporary, but they said whole day. Then I found out right afterwards that there was a fire backstage today that caused the outage. and they are working to repair it. Nobody was hurt from what I read, but that would explain the outage. It's such a bummer, though. I'm really glad I hung out in line yesterday for a long time, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to ride it. It's worth it. Maybe, just maybe, it'll come back up today, but I'm not going to bank on it. So I did go ahead and do Forbidden Journey. That attraction is a beast. It's such a beautifully done, amazing attraction, but the way it flips you up 90 degrees over and over and over again, oh, it's something. It challenges me, even though I am not a person who normally gets motion sick. So now, my must-do list that I created today is done, except for Hagrid's, which is not an option. And I'm trying to figure out what to do the rest of the day, because it is only like noon. So now I'm going to brainstorm and figure out how to spend the rest of my afternoon. But I'll be back later to let you know how it went. Okay, one last update from Islands of Adventure. It is 3:10 p.m. Last I updated you. I was trying to figure out what to do with my time since Hagrid's is down. And the answer to how to spend a few more hours was I had lunch at Mythos, which is a great table service restaurant here. I didn't have a reservation, but they were able to get me right in. Good service. And I ordered a grilled cheese that was in tomato soup. Those two things are my favorite combination, but I never had them in that way. Delicious. $20 for a table service meal. Can't beat it. And then I decided to do Seuss Landing, which is the Dr. Seuss themed land. It's just so cute. I generally don't think families with small kids would get their money's worth here, but if you're gonna come, definitely spend some time in Seuss Landing, because it's just so cute. It's colorful, lots of great attractions. One of them is like a little people mover that takes you on a tour of the land. Just a really cute little space. And then I just kept checking the app to see if by chance Hagrid's was gonna come back up, and it hasn't. So I got some ice cream, got some cold water, tried to stay cool. It's 105 degree heat index, and now I'm tired. So I'm gonna head out. But overall today, much better guest behavior, much better mask compliance. I'm not sure what happened yesterday, but this park was a mess at this same time of day. Today, totally fine. Not sure how that works, but it's been good. Other than it being hot and Hagrid's closing down due to a fire, it's been a good day overall. So I'm going to head back to the hotel and just kind of cool off and then figure out how to spend some time this evening. Hello, it's 7:55 p.m. I am on the walkway between the hotel and City Walk, and I walked over there tonight to have dinner. It is so lovely. The temperature's really cooled off. I mean, cooled off is relative. Like, it was still 90, but heat index was closer to 90 than 105. So that feels a lot better. And wasn't super hungry. Not everything is open, so that narrows it down a little bit. But I just kind of sat on a outdoor area that had a bar and served great appetizers and had a view of the water. It's very noisy in City Walk, pretty busy. The parks close at 5 and 6 p.m. here. So then, of course, people want something to do. And it's a nice night. So that's where they went. And now I'm headed back to the hotel. Tomorrow, I switch to Disney World. So you'll hear that in the coming days. And Heather arrives. So I'm excited about that. It's been fun to do Universal stuff for a couple days. It had been a while, but I'll be glad to get back to Disney World. So be back tomorrow for that. If you want to watch video footage of the things that you're listening to, be sure to go to the YouTube channel. The vlog that just went up from yesterday is 17 minutes. So lots of visuals to go with some of the things that you've heard me talk about. But anyway, that's it for now. Talk to you tomorrow. Hello, 4:41 p.m. at Magic Kingdom. It is a late time to start doing voice memos, but it's been a day of kind of tedious, you know, just boring, sort of tedious stuff to move from one hotel to another, run to the airport, that kind of thing. So earlier today, I checked out of Universal
and I ran. If you hear the wind, it's because there's like a storm or something coming through and everyone's leaving. I'm actually came in because of it, but we're coming in. So yesterday I had really bad blisters on my heels. So I ran, after I checked out a Universal Hotel, I went to DSW Shoes and got myself some flip-flops that are like, they have support and stuff. I have some at home, but I just never bring them because I never wear them. But in order to not rub my heels, at least for a few days, I gotta have options. Then I ran to the airport and got Heather, who flew in and had a pretty good flight. Her only issue continues to be that when she connects in St. Louis, the St. Louis airport has a lot of unmasked people and bad behavior. I think that's kind of the issue, is rules vary in different places. So after I picked her up, we got lunch. We went and got some basic supplies like water and snacks and stuff. Then it took a while for our guardian wing room, I think a temporary, to open up. So we kind of waited for that. We've never stayed in the garden wing. As you're looking at the front of the contemporary, it's to the right. The nice thing about it is that you can park really close to your room, kind of like a moderate or value. And so we were able to kind of walk out to our car pretty easily. And it's not in the main building, so that's obviously a major difference, but the room itself looks the same. We have a view of Bay Lake, and there isn't a full-size balcony, but we do have a Juliet balcony, so we can at least open the doors. We can see the water. If the Main Street Electrical, nope, not Main Street Electrical, but the water pageant, if that was still going on, electrical water pageant, we could see it from our room, but that's not an option right now. So we'll just enjoy the fresh air on the Juliet balcony. So then we walked over to Magic Kingdom, which didn't take very long at all. We had the security that's on the walkway there. There was no one there. There was nobody going in the gates, the turnstiles at the front of Magic Kingdom, so easy peasy. And now we're here. We have a couple hours before the park closes, but we're going to stay after the official closing just to enjoy totally empty park, get some pictures, that kind of thing. We do have a dinner reservation, so we will do that as well. So I'll be back later to talk about that. Hello, it's 7:51 at Magic Kingdom. Right now my view is of the castle. We're walking up the paths on either side of it. The park officially closed at 7, but that's just when you have to get in line for rides. They allow you to stay in for pictures and some shopping and stuff like that. So we've been taking advantage of the low crowds, and the sun is setting right now, so it's kind of perfect lighting. We kind of just wandered around and took a lot of pictures. We also ate dinner at the Plaza restaurant, where we had the plant-based thing on the menu. Heather, what was that called, that plant-based?
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash, yes. A normal British dish, but they do it plant-based there. We split it, and then we both got sundaes. And it was delicious, with a perfect view of the castle. Such a cute spot. And now we're just walking around and enjoying the cooler temperatures, almost nobody here, the beautiful lighting, just perfect way to end the evening. It is 8:37 p.m. and we are in the lobby of the Contemporary. We're hanging out here before we go back to our room because the Wi-Fi is usually better in the common areas than it is in the rooms. And we have video clips to upload from today, so this is the easiest way to do it. We ended up closing out Magic Kingdom. We were there like over an hour after the official closing time. So beautiful though. Sunset is at around 8 o'clock right now, and we were there until after 8 o'clock. So we got that like sunset golden hour kind of effect in so many pictures. And so I can't wait to edit them and post them later. But it was just really lovely. The temperatures cooled down. It's kind of a bummer that things close early because it starts to feel nice and then you have to leave. But lots of cool pictures and low crowds, and it was just beautiful. So we walked out and walked over to the Contemporary, which is so nice. Now that Heather's here, we can do the Patreon version of the podcast. So we are off to our room next to do that. And that'll be it for today. So we'll be back tomorrow from a different park.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pair.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Hello, 11:37 a.m. We are at the Four Seasons Orlando Resort, which is so beautiful. We came over here to have breakfast today. We thought we were doing the character breakfast, but their schedule changed, so it's only on Saturdays that they do the character breakfast. So today we had a regular breakfast, and we'll be back tomorrow for the character breakfast. Just super delicious, good service, and it's kind of nice just to be here. The shops are nice, and valet parking gets validated if you eat here, and they only allow valet parking at the Four Seasons. So it's just kind of nice to get slightly off property to come over here for a different experience. So love it. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about the character meal itself. But now we are headed out from the Four Seasons to do a few things at the hotel, and then we'll be at Epcot a little bit later. Hello, it's 1:41 p.m. at Fort Wilderness. We came out here because it's right next to Golden Oaks neighborhood where Four Seasons is located. So we thought we'd just drop in and see how things were going. We parked in the parking lot and then took the bus down to the Settlement Depot Inn. And a lot of the stuff that made this end of Fort Wilderness a destination, Hoop to Do Review and Trails Inn, namely, are not in operation right now. But there is a quick service restaurant, and the seating for that is actually in Trails Inn. And there's a shop, the Settlement Depot shop. And then there's a new barn out here where you can come and see the horses on display, an old carriage. And so that was really lovely. So I wouldn't call it a destination as much as it was anymore, but it is nice if you're staying here to have some options on this end of the resort. So now we're going to hop on the bus and take it back to our car. Hello, at 8:25 p.m. at Epcot. We took a break this afternoon after going to Fort Wilderness. We got really hot there. It was 108 degree heat index, so we hung out at the hotel, kind of waiting for the weather to cool down, and we headed to Epcot. The only downside to driving is that when you do arrive later in the day, the parking isn't super close like if you're rope dropping, and we're used to being in the first row. But anyway, we got to Epcot, and it was still pretty hot, but we knew it would cool down eventually, so we were able to walk right onto a couple rides, Spaceship Earth, Test Track, and then made our way around the World Showcase to pick it up some snacks and drinks along the way, watch entertainment in the American Pavilion. It's just been a lovely night. It's definitely good to be here at night. We were checking the wait times, and there still is some wait times for a couple of attractions, but who knows if they're real or not. But it's just so hot that nighttime is such a great time to be here. We came out of the World Showcase, which has several food and wine booths in it, and it was lightning. So we are now working our way towards the front of the park. The pylons are up in front of Spaceship Earth. When we came in and it was daylight, they were kind of underwhelming. Like, we'd seen pictures of them, but there's like a fence where they're doing construction, and then the pylons are behind it. So they're kind of hard to see, but they're just like a lot smaller than we thought. So I'm hoping now at night as we walk up there that they will look prettier, because the way the light reflects off of them might work better at night. So anyway, we are just doing that. It's been a lovely evening, and I'll be back later after we have finished our wrap. After we have a chance to finish up our evening at Epcot. It is 11:12 p.m. and I'm doing a creepy from the room a hotel recording without any background sounds, unless you can hear the shower that Heather is in right now. She and I just finished recording the Patreon podcast, which was fun. And now I'm editing this one together, and I wanted to provide one last update. So we did go by the pylons in front of the park, and they're just smaller than we expected. They just are. I'm sure when the walls come down, it'll be better. But they were smaller. So overall, it was nice to be at Epcot when the weather kind of cooled down and we were able to walk onto a couple rides, have a couple drinks, have some entertainment. This is probably kind of like how the locals do Epcot. It's casual. It's just an evening. And now anybody can do that. So anyway, kind of nice. So tomorrow we are back at Ravello's for an actual character breakfast. And then we have park pass at Animal Kingdom. So that's what you'll hear tomorrow. So we'll be back then. Bye. Hello at 10:47 a.m. The noise that you hear in the background, the sounds, I should say, not noise, are the music playing for the characters to come out at Ravello's. We are back at Four Seasons having breakfast, this time with actual characters. It feels like a normal character meal, like crowded in that way, which is very strange right now. When we got here, they did a photo pass picture at the entrance. You just like line up against a sign against a wall, and then one of the pictures they took, they said, is going to have a surprise for us, so we'll look in our photo pass account later for that. And then we were seated in their outdoor patio area where the characters come. They do inside mostly, but then they come out here sometimes. As soon as you hear that music, you know they're on their way. And then we were seated and we were given this card that said this is for commemorating this breakfast. It wasn't a signature card. It's just they wrote that name, my name on it, and they wrote the date. So it's the other character meals give you like an actual signature card, which is nice. Goofy just walked by and I waved to him. Then we ordered our breakfast and it's $48 per person. So it is not cheap. And it's the same thing we got yesterday, but they give you a fruit plate, a pastry basket, plus obviously the characters. And yesterday we paid $19. Today we're going to pay $48. So busy and not cheap. And the characters kind of buzzed by really fast. Like I took a bunch of pictures and most of them were blurry because they just don't sit still for very long. So if you're staying at the Four Seasons, it's a great option. Only available on Saturdays right now. But I wouldn't make a special trip out here just for it. But I'm glad that we got to check it out and see how it went. So anyway, that's it from here. We'll be back later. Hello at 2:41 p.m. We are at Hollywood Studios. We left breakfast and went back to the hotel for a little while. We knew we wanted to try to close down Hollywood Studios, but we also knew we needed to be here by 2 o'clock to try for a boarding group for Rise of Resistance. So we thought we'll take an hour, 90 minutes just to be at the hotel in between. So we headed back to Hollywood Studios. We got here at 1:20-ish, I think. We were lucky to be able to park up close. One of our fears of arriving later is that they're going to make us park really far away, which kind of happened at Epcot. But today they actually let us move really close. So that was good. And we went immediately to a relaxation zone just because we're in the middle of the heat of the day. And we were waiting and preparing for the boarding groups to open up. So the launch bay has a relaxation zone where you can do outside or inside space. The outside is covered with ceiling fans, so it's not bad. We sat out there and we did get a boarding group this time. Last trip, we didn't. It wouldn't even let us pick ourselves for the boarding group last time we were here. So it was like a glitch that they had to fix. So we were kind of nervous because we had that happen last time. But anyway, we did get one this time. And so that was nice. And then we went from there and found a park bench along Hollywood Boulevard where cavalcades come through. They start at the front of the park and then they go all the way through to the Chinese Theater. And so we're mostly shaded right now. And we saw Mickey and Minnie come by. That's one of the three cavalcades here. And we are waiting for a mid-afternoon lunch reservation to open up. This is not a bad way to pass the time in the meantime. So it's been a really good day so far. And we will be doing more rides this evening when it cools down and the wait times decrease. But for now, we're just kind of having a very loungy, trying to stay cool afternoon. It is 5:54 p.m. at Hollywood Studios. We're at Baseline Tap House, which has great music. It's one of my favorite places to just hang out and enjoy the atmosphere. After my last update, we had lunch at Brown Derby, which, of course, had delicious Cobb salad. And then we were able to leave there. While we were there, they called for our boarding group for Rise of Resistance. So we were able to go from there and walk right over to Rise.
We got inside immediately, but then the ride broke down. And so we were inside and waiting for, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes or so for it to come back up. We've heard reports about the queue being an issue when the ride breaks down, because depending on where you are, people can get kind of crowded and it's hard to space out. We lucked out. We were in an area where everyone was spaced out and most people had benches to sit on because they're built into the walls there. So that works out okay for us, and the internet's really fast, so we're able to, like, you know, upload stuff and do, you know, work on our phones in the meantime. And then we actually got to ride. And what's fun about the ride is that it's one party per ride vehicle, so you're all by yourself. And in our case, we took lots of pictures and videos because we wouldn't normally bother people with our phones, but there was no one to bother. So we were able to do lots of that, which was really great. And then we walked over to Baseline Tap House, where we got a flight of beer. It's $12, four beers, and you can pick any four from the menu. I asked the cast member just to choose the four most popular because I didn't care. I wanted to sample four different ones. And so we're just kind of sitting outside. All the tables are very spaced out, and it's obviously a hot day, but it's like shady. There's a light breeze, so this is kind of a nice spot to be in right now. And we're kind of just waiting for some wait times to decrease so we can do some rides the last couple hours that the park is open. So that'll be it next. It is 8:30 p.m. where we are leaving Galaxy's Edge. You can hear the background sounds. And we spent a lot of time in Galaxy's Edge tonight. And now we are leaving because it is after closing time. And they want everybody to move towards the front of the park, clearly. So we are leaving. It was a really good night. Temperatures cooled down, crowds cleared out, and we had a really fun time. So, good day overall. Tomorrow, I believe we have park passes for Animal Kingdom. And that's all I can remember right now. I have to go home and check the plans. So anyway, that's it for now. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Hello, at 6:46 p.m. from a lounge at the Boardwalk Resort. We were at the hotel today, partially by choice and partially because the weather included lightning and a lot of attractions and pools and everything were shut down. So we ended up at the hotel for all day until now. And we did mobile order from the Contempo Cafe, which was delicious. They have good flatbread there. So I'm a huge fan of the food of the Contemporary. Stay tuned because we'll be eating more in the next couple days. But we decided to head over to the Boardwalk tonight because we really like the grilled cheese and tomato soup that they serve at the bakery. And so we went and got it at the bakery, and then we brought it to the lounge at the Boardwalk because it's inside and there's no one here. So it's like cooler and a safer place to be. And then in a few minutes, we will be heading out to the balcony that is attached to this lounge because we're having a patron meetup, which we try to do every trip. And that outdoor space has lots of room for everybody. And so that's like the safest way we can do it right now. So that is it for now. I'll be back later. It is 11:08 p.m. and we are going back to the hotel. Not a lot of stuff to talk about today because not everything is content worthy. Today is a perfect example. We did have a fun time with the patrons at the Boardwalk, and then we left there and headed to, everything was at Disney World was closed, but we really wanted a snack, an ice cream shake, and so we headed to Kissimmee, where it's a whole new world out there. Lots of people out, surprisingly, but we were able to go through a drive-thru and get our drinks and head back. So that is it. But tomorrow we are going back to our origins and rope dropping Magic Kingdom. Our days of closing out parks are over. So we'll be heading out that way in the morning, and I'll be back to tell you about it. Hello from the graveyard area of Haunted Mansion. It is 8:59 a.m. at Magic Kingdom, and there's a scheduled opening of 9 a.m. today, but we have already been on a couple of rides. We are at the Contemporary, so we walked over, and they allowed us to go through security around 8:20, I think it was, and then they allowed us to get into Magic Kingdom at 8:30. So we went on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. We were one of the first ones on
that ride, and then we were the very first on Peter Pan's flight, and now we're going to be the very first on Haunted Mansion. So we really like being early. This is more our vibe than that late night stuff. So we were waiting for them to open the doors for us so we can ride this one, but super fun. It's off to a good start. It is 10:43 and we're in Adventureland, specifically the Swiss Family Treehouse. After my last update at Haunted Mansion, we went to Haunted Mansion and then walked right onto Big Thunder Mountain, took a little water break in the Tortuga Tavern seating area, walked onto Pirates of the Caribbean, which had a 20-minute posted wait, but it was 5. And then we went to Jungle Cruise, which the app showed 5 minutes. We walked over there. It said 30, and it was actually 15. So you just never know. But if you do look in at the wait times on weekdays, you'll see that they are really low. And so weekdays do seem to be a big difference because the parks on the weekend feel a lot more normal than during the week. And by normal, I mean a lot busier. So after Jungle Cruise, which, by the way, umbrellas came in very handy because even with the short wait, their queue on Jungle Cruise goes out into the sun. We walked over to the Swiss Family Treehouse, which is the only attraction at Disney World that I've never, ever done for some reason. When I had little kids, they didn't want to climb the stairs or be hot and sweaty. I don't know what happened, but now I can say I've done them all. But the Swiss Family Treehouse, because the park's not busy, this attraction's not busy, and we were able to take a lot of pretty pictures. So what a nice view from up the top. So I don't know what we're going to do now, but we do have a lunch reservation a little bit later. So we'll have to find a thing or two to do until then. But really a fantastic day. Love being early. Hello at 12:54 p.m. near Space Mountain. After the last update, we walked over to Frontierland, and we were there to look at cavalcades again because they start back by Splash Mountain and come right through Frontierland. We found this little spot that was perfect because it allowed us to sit in the shade, but there was air conditioning from a nearby shop right on us, so it was very comfortable even though we were outside. And we saw 3 cavalcades in 20 minutes, so that was really good timing. And then we got checked in for our lunch reservation at Liberty Tree Tavern, and we were called within a few minutes. And when we walked up, we were surprised to see that they were taking us next door to the Diamond Horseshoe building, which is attached to Liberty Tree Tavern. But when we walked in there, we were the only ones in there. And we had a little corner table that was totally separate, above the dining room, right next to the stage. There's nothing on the stage right now, but it's set up for a stage if they need it. And so it was just a really lovely private eating space. And they used to have lunch as a la carte and dinner as fixed price family style. And now both meals are fixed price family style. So we had bread and the salad and all the meats and mashed potatoes and green beans and the ooey gooey dessert. And it was really delicious. So anyway, that was a really good experience. While we were sitting there, they only sat a few more tables in that space, so there was hardly anybody there. And so for an indoor space right now, it was good for us. Then we left there and walked over to Tomorrowland, and we're getting ready to board Space Mountain. It has a 10-minute posted wait time. There's almost no waits for anything today, so it's been incredible. This is, if anybody's going to come right now, this would be the reason why, for sure, because it's just such a laid-back, no-lines kind of experience for the most part. Weekends seem to be the biggest issue, but it's Monday, so easy peasy. So after this, we are going to leave the park to go back to the hotel for an afternoon break before we head to dinner. Back later. Hello from California Grill. It's 7:32 p.m. After my last update, we walked back to the hotel and we were able to take showers and just kind of cool off because it was very hot today. And it was good timing because there was a storm this afternoon, so we could kind of listen to the storm without being in it. And then this evening, we headed out to go to our California Grill dinner reservation, and we have
now finished our meal. We're waiting for our desserts, but it's just such a, this is like a perfect place for me. Spicy Kazan roll is an all-time favorite. They never make bad wine recommendations, and it's a gorgeous view up here. It's, the sun is just about to set. Normally you would come up here and be able to watch fireworks. Obviously that is not an option right now, but we still do have great views of the Bay Lake area and now the sunset. So overall, fantastic way to end what was a really good day. One of the things that we have observed is that the tables are just really spaced out, but the restaurant is busy with the amount of capacity they have. So that has been an interesting thing, but not a bad thing. So anyway, that has been great, and this continues to be a favorite. We will have one more full park day tomorrow, and I'll be back tomorrow to let you know how it goes. Hello at 9:50 a.m. from the Contemporary. We had breakfast at Chef Mickey's this morning at 8:30, and it's not a character meal anymore, so we were curious to see how it went, but it was family style. They brought out fruits and pastries and then all the meats and eggs and all the things you'd expect. Mickey waffles. And for $25, we didn't think it was too bad if you are like pairing it with the Magic Kingdom day or if you're staying here or nearby. But it's obviously not as much of a destination without the characters. They said that their normal capacity is like 1,300, I think, an hour. And they've been serving about 300 or 400 people. So it was not crowded. But if you want that sort of environment without the characters, it was very laid back. And since we're staying here, we thought it was well worth our time. But now we're headed to Epcot. Hello at 12:57 at Epcot. The water you hear in the background is the one that flows upward in the Imagination Pavilion. We went through the parking plaza at 10:30 this morning, got into Epcot, and just took our time getting over to Soarin', and we were still in the first group to ride it. We took pictures. Good idea to get photo pass pictures before you get too sweaty. Took some of our own pictures, and then we rode. And we were B1, so we had the best view. We didn't request it. Usually there's a wait if you do request it. And then we did Living with the Land. We weren't super happy with how they boarded it. Living with the Land last time we were here had dividers between each row, and they didn't board each row. This time they boarded each row. It's too close together, I think. And then we headed out because Joy and Winnie the Pooh meet on the grass between the Land and Imagination Pavilions. And so we thought, oh, we'll just hang out here until they appear. But they actually, Joy was there as soon as we got out there. And then within 20 minutes, Winnie the Pooh appeared, so we didn't have much of a wait at all. And they were so, so cute. Last time we were here, Winnie the Pooh wasn't, so we were glad to catch him this time. Then we rode Journey into Imagination with Figment. No wait on that one, of course. And now we are meandering towards the Royal Showcase in the hot, hot sun. We're doing it very slowly. But anyway, we are hoping to find some more characters that we could not find last time. And I'll let you know if we're successful. Back later. Hello, it's 2:17 p.m. If you hear frozen music in the background, it's because the Anna and Elsa cavalcade just passed. Or I think it's called a promenade here. Not a cavalcade, but whatever. After my last update, we had really good luck. We got to the UK Pavilion, and Alice is there. And then a princess cavalcade came by. We went inside the World Showplace to have macaroni and cheese and cake pops. We came back out to wait for Mary Poppins, and she appeared. And then we were like, okay, that's all, everything we were here to do today. And then the Anna and Elsa cavalcade showed up. So now we are making our way towards the front of the park, because that is everything that we came to do. And the forecast says that a storm is about to begin. So overall, really good day. Very, very easy to pretty much do whatever you want these days. So that was good. We are headed back to the hotel now. Update you later.
Is this the last voice memo for the day?
Hello at 8:30, 9 p.m. from Disney Springs. We are currently watching the sunset and having dessert, but earlier we went to Paddlefish. That was the main reason for coming to Disney Springs, because last time we had such a good experience, and they have both outdoor and indoor dining, great views of Disney Springs. We scheduled the reservation time to be right at sunset, and we love the food. So after tonight, we're like, we think this is our favorite place in all of Disney Springs to eat, because it just is such not only good food, but good service. They cleared a table out that was wet from the rainstorm, and it has such good views. You have the option of indoor or outdoor. Like, I just can't imagine. There's a lot of good places to eat in Disney Springs, but that just happens to be our favorite. But instead of ordering dessert there, we decided to go eat somewhere else, and we ended up at Vivoli Il Gelato, where there's lots of ridiculous options. So Heather's having a donut that has ice cream in it. It's like a strawberry shortcake donut ice cream mixture. And then I got ice cream sandwich, where you get to pick the cookies, like M&M cookies, chocolate chip cookies, and you get to pick the ice cream that goes inside. It's as big as my head, but it looks delicious. And we're still watching the sunset, so really lovely. And so good night. Disney Springs behavior and compliance much better than the last time we were here, from what we have seen. And we have heard that from other people as well. So I'm not sure if compliance has increased or what the deal is, but overall, Disney Springs feels better than it did the last time we were here. So good night, good last dinner for our trip. So glad we got to come. It is 9:20 p.m., just about 40 minutes after the last update. We could have split one, but we decided to do one last thing before we left Disney Springs, and we went up in the balloon. Everybody knows the balloon that's in Disney Springs if you've ever been here, but we've never been up in it. And tonight we just happened to work out. It's $20 per person, and the way the timing worked out, nobody was with us, and it's about 8 minutes round trip. They take you up. It's a pretty smooth trip up. You kind of linger, get a good view, get lots of pictures, and come right back down. Heather's afraid of heights, but that was still, she was okay with it. Is going to finish out this very, very good trip. Overall, I want to say too, Disney Springs is doing a good job. I haven't mentioned that before. It's much better than last time we were here, probably because they changed the rule about being able to walk around with food and drinks. That's probably a huge difference, but we feel much better about being here than we did last time. So that is it for this trip. Stay tuned. There'll be lots more trip reports and things to come. Thanks for joining, guys. And that wraps up the daily updates from this trip. Overall, we felt like this trip was better than the last one, and we had a good July trip, but we learned a lot of things along the way, including things about flying. We really enjoyed flying early and late and on off-peak days because the airports felt a little bit better. Disney Springs compliance was much better, so our time there was more enjoyable than it was last time. That was definitely a concern, and we've heard that from other people as well. We do continue to believe that weekends in particular are more difficult in the parks. Not that they're crazy busy, but they just feel a lot more like normal in the before times, which is a little bit tricky when you're trying to make sure you have social distancing and all that. So if you are planning a trip, then Monday through Friday seems much, much easier, as well as usually better times to fly. So overall, fantastic time. We do have plans to go back, and that will be coming up in the next couple months. But until then, we'll have other people's trip reports and other topics on the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed following along. I think that will wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For information on this show, you can check the show notes or go to wdwprepschool.com. Click on podcast at the top and scroll to episode 255. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.